The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
We got back. We're like, well, that was a weird night. Got to bed. And then we wake up in the morning and we're like, fuck, we're so hungover. And we're like, oh, my God, we have to go back to Cancun and get on this flight. And I woke up and I just go to Lucy.
This is the real stinger. This is the best line.
And I just go, fuck, babe. Three words. Bamboozle. And we just lost it.
And then I figured out the name of the guy. I was like, fuck, what was the guy's name last night that kept hanging around, the Argentinian? Looked in my Instagram DMs. Sure enough, there was one from him in there. Guess what his fucking name was? And I'm not even kidding. Nacho. Like, I mean, you're kidding.
Cheers, babes. Welcome to Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki. The real life shit you only discuss over a drink. Discuss. Sorry about that.
She's been discussing a lot today.
I've been discussing all Arvo chicks. I'm over it. But before we go on, a little disclaimer, dolls.
So today we are here for the punter's wildest stories.
Chee-hoo!
My ladies! We love talking about wild stories with you guys, and we just love hearing it from the horse's mouth, and the horse being the little punters. And I've actually had about five of these splendid gin citrus drinks, so I'm chee-hooing myself anyway.
Quick shout out to Honeysuckle Distillery for keeping the girls happy during happy hour.
That's it. So before we go into the wild stories, no intro needed, let's be honest. Yeah. How was your week, Dom?
The week of the snap lockdown. Mm. We're actually kind of just about to go into it as we're recording this. So
literally, and crazy. We'll be coming out of it as this goes live, no doubt.
For sure. Fingers crossed. Let's hope it doesn't get extended. But my week has been, the weekend was absolutely gorgeous. Just had really wholesome, fun friend vibes where we cooked lots of beautiful group meals together. I've discovered every single one of my friends is a fucking amazing cook. Like,
yeah,
credit to the gals and the boys.
Yeah, we are great cooks,
honestly,
aren't we?
Like, every single person like just makes these amazing meals that look so gorgeous, and I'm like, wow. Bless.
Nick and I have this thing because Nick and I obviously have been best friends for a long time. So naturally our lives have become very similar in terms of like we just kind of do things the same, like we prepare food the same. And I know that sounds like a weird thing to even say, but when you then prepare food with someone different, you really notice it. So Nick and I like cut things the same. I know this sounds so weird, but we cut things the same. We buy the same kind of lettuce. We like.
And we always have herbs for garnish.
We always have herbs. We cook everything with chili. We love like a beautiful garnish on top of a presentation.
Oh my God, you're doing my thing where I move my fingers together.
No, I'm
you're
not.
You're doing the texture finger thing.
No, but anyway, we present food the same way. We've been friends for a long time. So when we really come across people that don't do it like that, we find it so weird. And we're like, oh, did you see how those people made that food?
Like acting like we're gourmet chefs. We are in our house with our HelloFresh.
We are. Anyway, so it's so nice when all of our friends come together because we're all kind of, I feel like we make food the same.
Oh, personal shout out to Benny from Boo Seeker. Good Lord, that man can cook.
Oh, he really can.
It's unreal. I like him. Like, just cook for me forever.
I'm in awe of him. He's amazing.
In awe. He could literally like run a restaurant. He's that good. Maybe he actually did a course or something. Who knows?
I know, but it's really beautiful when you're our age and you have people around you that can cook really great meals. Anyway, what's your recommendation for the week, my beautiful friend, Miss Nicola Westcott? And I'm going to give you mine.
You go first because I'm still thinking.
Okay, it's not really like an app or a thing or a book or whatever. My recommendation for the week is planning out your workouts and dinners for the week on your Monday morning. And I've been doing that. So I know what I'm doing for my workout every day. I book in with all of my apps. I lock my appointments in and then I lock my kind of main meals in, whether it's dinner with a friend or if we're cooking at home, I don't say like what we're cooking, but I know on Tuesday night I'm cooking at home.
I love that. Keep staying planned with the diary doll.
I am.
All right. I'm going to go an app then because that's an easy, quick one when I'm unorganized.
Go off.
The Tone app, which is like a video editing app. It's fucking amazing. And they have like so many.
Who, Gippos?
Yeah. So we call her Gippo for short. Gypsy Lust. She, her and her ex-partner, I guess. They made this app together and it goes over videos. So it's really good, especially like when we're doing stuff for Jagger and Stone, because we often film everything just on your normal video camera, just so like you get the best representation of the color of the clothes and everything. But then you can just run a cheeky little filter over it to jazz it up a bit, and it's bloody great.
Yeah, I love it.
So get on it.
I love that. Yeah, go off, Jippo. All right, our quote for the week. I've got mine here. This is one of my favorite quotes that Lisa from the Veronica shared once, and I've always saved it in my phone, so I think everyone needs to hear it. May you attract someone who speaks your language so you don't have to spend a lifetime translating your soul.
Oh!
Go off, my sister.
Stunning. All right, I'll get one. Become more aware of what's really worth your energy.
Very simple, just the point. I love that.
That was the first one I opened.
Love that.
And this
All right.
was another one that you sent to me today.
Oh, what did I send you?
Eat pasta, run faster.
Oh, loved it.
I just thought that was real cute, like.
Yeah, like, so cute, like.
So cute, like.
Oh, so anyway. Cute, like. You know who that's from?
Yes, it's the Duke.
The Duke, Jimbo's the Duke. Best friend, who always says everything like because he's Welsh. So cute, like.
And I've really started saying it, guys. So watch out, your next, bitches.
So cute, like. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
All right, guys. So let's kick off with some of your wild as fuck buck wild
ding,
stories.
Ding, 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 ding. Let's go. Wild story Esh time. Go.
We get these emailed to us all the time. And honestly, we've just started to bank them because you guys are constantly sending through crazy shit.
Literally constantly sending them through. We love the wild stories. We love that you guys are wild. Some of the stories are even way more wild than anything I would do. So.
Way more wild. So I'm glad that we can retell them because we haven't even experienced some of the things you guys have.
No. Like, sometimes I leave these days feeling like, am I tame? And then I remember that I dressed up in a bejeweled dancing costume at the Candy Mansion. I go, oh, no, she good.
Oh, she good. She
wild
enough.
I hooked up with a girl at night. She good.
She good enough.
Mems. Anyway, as you were.
Good time. All right, wild story numero uno. My wildest story is recently when we went to Lagos in Portugal. I'm not sure if you gals have been, but Lagos is essentially where you go in Portugal to spend days at beautiful beaches and then nights getting absolutely rinsed at the bars and pubs, which is exactly what we did. Even with COVID, bars were still open as normal there. They just closed at 1 a.m.
Hang on, so I'm assuming this girl must have been over there.
Oh, she lives in London.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Good on her.
Sorry, do go on. Anyway, after three big days and nights, we had to train to the airport to take a flight back to London. Feeling very worse for wear.
Feels.
We managed to find a Macca's near the airport and have a decent feast before we left. Oh my God, Luce, how are you going hearing that?
She just said that she felt like Macca's. I either want a cheeseburger or nuggets right now. Is that too much to ask?
So we ate all the Macca's, had a McFlurry, and it was not sitting well in my stomach. We then go through the airport, and during airport security, I had to take my shoes off. I was wearing my Doc sandals, so that's always a given. And as I went to put them back on, still in the airport security section, I noticed I had stood in dog poo. The smell immediately triggered my hungover / Macca's uneasy stomach, and I projectile vomited all over the floor in airport security. I was also wearing a face mask due to COVID, so the spew splattered all up my face and forehead and came out the sides under the floor.
Oh,
I immediately ran to the bathrooms and changed my clothes. Had only carry-on luggage, so I had to change of clothes, thank God, and wash my face. Then I walked out to my friends and tried to pretend that it wasn't me.
Oh my gosh. See, that makes me feel a bit sick, poor
girl. That is gnarly, you poor thing.
That is full on. Imagine doing that.
Hey, like, do you remember that time in Mexico when you and I were really, really hungover and we woke up and it was all fun and games, like delirious chit-chat?
Oh, no, that was bad.
And then we had to get a taxi from Tulum to Mexico, like Cancun, to get on our flight, and my hangover really started kicking in, and we were in like a taxi that was really old and dodgy. I don't think the aircon was working. It was so hot. And
should we tell that story about that night, how things got a little bit weird?
All right, go on.
Okay. All right, we'll tell this story now. While you got us, I'm feeling generous. I feel like sharing a little bit of something freaky. So this one night, Nikki and I, we're in Mexico. We just launched Jagger and Stone. We're actually over there on a brand trip with another brand. And they'd all just left. And so
we of course stayed for extra time and flew to San Francisco and teed up a few meetings as we always do.
As we always do. So we were just like, yeah, we're going to really just capitalize on being overseas, OS. Miss it.
I know, literally.
So we're in Tulum, and at this stage, like, Nick and I have been to Tulum a fair few times now. I think I've been there like 4 or 5 times. So it feels very,
very
comfortable,
familiar. To the point where we know like some of the restaurant owners and like we bump into people in fucking bars.
Literally.
Like it's bizarre.
And we've stayed at a lot of the different accommodations there. So like we'll just go back and they'll be like, oh, Lucy and Nikki, it's actually so nice.
It's lovely.
If you ever go to Tulum, the funnest place ever is called the Ice Cream Bar. Anyway, that's a whole nother moment.
And you just ride past on your bike and you just start chanting. It's like if you know, you know. So you ride past on your bike, usually a couple cookies deep. Ice cream bar, ice cream bar. And no joke, everyone that's working the bar just stops what they're doing and starts chanting it back at you.
It's so good.
And you just ride past your bike like bing, bing.
So, so sick. So anyway, Nick and I always go and do like a bit of it. We call it like a pub crawl on our bikes. We just, every afternoon that we're in Tulum, we'll go and just drink somewhere with our pushies, ride a bike, drink at the next spot, drink at the next spot. And we were really stressed at this point because we were trying to manage all the customer service for Jagger and Stone from abroad on a different, what's it called?
Time zone. Different time zone. There was, like, the internet over in Mexico is, like, very hit and miss often. Yeah. So we had to go, we ended up at this really bougie, it was actually a beautiful space to work, this really bougie kind of beach hotel.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I think it's called, is it Nest Tulum?
Yeah.
And basically they have like all these incredible like rugs laid out and you sit on the floor and it's like this really amazing restaurant by night. But we just went in there. We were just like drinking rosés, doing customer service.
Drinking like $30 a glass rosés. Like
it was expensive. But you know, order by the bottle, much more cost effective. And anyway, so we were a bit stressed doing all this work, but then fucking got it done. There's barely anyone in the restaurant by this point. And I think they were also kind of like, all right, girls, you're not fucking like really ordering your minimum spend, like get out of here before dinner. And yeah, it was like 5 o'clock, started burning the charcoal. Oh, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, and we
energy.
Were like all of a sudden stressed, neck minute, vibes are high,
neck
loving
minute,
life.
Didn't give a fuck, let's go for like somewhere else for a cheaper beverage.
Literally. So then we're just on the pushies, you know, stopping at a few bars here and
with
there.
With our laptops and everything. So with it's our, like.
Yeah, 100%. We end up at Ice Cream Bar, wasn't it?
Yeah,
or the one next
bar.
To Ice Cream Bar? Yeah, and so we're there, we're sitting there, we decide to have a couple of tacos for dinner and we're pretty boozed at this point. And these are the funnest nights when just Nick and I go out, just the two of us, don't know anyone, because we always end up
making
friends.
Always.
And so we end up meeting these, well, we're just sitting there eating dinner and I literally am sitting there and this never, like let me preface this story by saying this never happens to me. Like no boys ever take interest in me ever because I'm always like
they do.
Fuck
she
off,
just doesn't notice.
So we're sitting there and I'm like, I can feel this guy from across the room and I'm like, I think he might be looking at me. And I think I said it to Nick and I'm like, I kind of caught his eye too. Like he wasn't a bad
was
looking
hottie.
Dude. Yeah, it was hot. Way too find out what his name was.
Oh,
he was so traveler. He was so travel. Like,
but local traveler.
Local traveler. Anyway, and I'm like, this guy is looking at me, I'm pretty sure. And Nikki goes, bullshit. Anyway, I just like kind of like double took and he was. I'm blushing even telling
him
this story.
He was like really like,
I'm looking at you, girl. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so confused right now. Like,
and
I'm not so weird.
You didn't say much to me either. Then a bit later you go, babe, is that guy over there hot or not? Nah? Like, I can't really check him out because every time I look he's like staring at me.
So
and I'm
weird.
Like, yeah, it's pretty hot. Like, fucking stare back, bro. No kidding.
It was very weird. Anyway, as the night goes on, I don't even know what ended up happening, but we ended up kind of like, I think he came over and sat with us.
I think he did. And I think you were talking to him. And this is when I was talking to the Burning Man extraordinaire.
Well,
Mr. Bamboozle.
Let's bring Bamboozle into the mix.
So there's this American guy. And he's obviously fucking minted, but like, you
like
know,
minted.
Rediscovering himself in Tulum, like does yoga, lives above a yoga studio, like really discussing his wholesome life and how he's left America behind. And he just really wants to reconnect. And his major purpose is, you know, feeding his soul with things that make you feel good and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, tells us where he lives. He's fucking like literally got like a long-term rental at one of the most probably expensive beach resorts in Tulum, which if you've ever stayed there is very expensive. And so he's just there like chatting to us and he's like, yeah, I've been to Burning Man and I've actually got this brand that I do while I'm here. And he goes, these are the glasses. And he's got these little bamboo glasses, but they're like the Burning Man goggles. So they're like kind of bamboo goggle glasses.
So yeah, if you need to Google what people wear.
Yeah, Google like Burning Man goggles or Burning Man glasses or something. They're like very circular. Protect your eyes from the dust.
I think some of them have kaleidoscopes on them, but anyway, that's just a psychedelic
vibe. He had some of those.
Yeah.
And anyway, and he goes, yeah. So I got these shades and they're taking off over here in Tulum. And you know what? I just want to do it because they're organic and so it makes me happy, you know? And I'm like, yeah, oh my, so many Margies deep, like fucking oath, man. Like you just really got to do it, make you happy. Oh, I actually just started a little brand myself. Me and my Lucy are just talking to this fucking guy, obviously in the background. And I'm here talking to Mr. The glasses, the brand is called Bamboozles. So anyway, Mr. Bamboozles, like, really taking a liking to us and, like...
And almost, like, was trying to kind of...
He was like, I live here, like, I'll be able to talk to anyone that you want to talk to. I don't know, just kind of, like, making a lot of connections. But because we'd been to Tulum a few times recently, there was also a few people that we knew in the bar. So I think, like, it was the owner who owned the Cenote Bar and this one or something. Like, he kind of came up and was...
Oh, yeah, in Tulum as well, guys, there's a bar on the main, like, front beach road that's called the Cenote Bar. And it only kind of goes off very late at night. It's like kind of like a...
It's like a kick-on bar.
It's like a kick-on bar.
And it's kind of like tacos by night, swimming the cenote nude by mid-morning.
Well... Funny story, one night I ended up literally taking my top off and jumping in off a tree, I believe.
Yeah. And this isn't like a cenote like in the big rock ones. It's like mangrove cenote.
It was like a mangrove cenote.
But it's honestly fucking beautiful.
Wow, get me back to Tulum, babe. Anyway, so I'm there chatting to this dude. Nikki's talking to Mr. Bamboozle. Anyway, lo and behold, frolics along another little guy wearing what I believe was a leprechaun's hat with a feather coming out of it.
Full Burning Man flex. So, like, I'm attracting all these, like, wild, crazy burners.
And I'm attracting Traveller with the man bun. Did he have a man bun?
Yeah, yours is, like, Argentinian hottie.
And so was yours.
Oh, yeah, mine was Argentinian as well.
So next thing, we all end up at this, like, weird, like, party where, you know, these two guys are kind of talking to us in Spanish because, like, they're Argentinian.
They could barely speak English, and so we were somehow communicating.
I don't know how. Yeah. We were so tequila drunk, like we were torched. And anyway, next thing we've got Mr. Bamboozle. He's like there almost trying to protect us from the Argentinians.
Like a bit jealous.
Yeah. It's like he thought he had ownership. Next thing, we're on a little private buggy hooning up and down the streets of Tulum on the back of like a golf buggy, going and yelling at people. I don't know what we were, not yelling aggressively, but like, hello, is anybody awake?
We were looking for some after party or something. And the guy that owns the bar was like, I know where this after party is. Jump on with me, girls. And we were like, okay. Like, you know, fucking pretty responsible in hindsight. But Mr. Bamboozle's like, don't go anywhere alone. I'll be coming with you. But I think it wasn't like this guy was like owned heaps of bars in Tulum. Like he was very, you could like easily figure out if he'd like taken some Aussie girls. Like he was pretty normal, pretty nice dude.
Yeah.
But Mr. Bamboozle just did not want to let us out of his sight.
Anyway, so we're hooning around. Then we go back and we end up with the two burners again. Oh, well, Nikki's burner and my Argentinian guy. And we're all just there chatting. And it gets to the end of the night and I'm like starting to get to the point where I think I was about to turn, which is just where I go a bit crazy when I drink heaps.
Love it.
I was still in a really good mood. I was very upbeat. But like I was like I could sense to me, I was like, Nick, it's going to happen any moment. Let's get on our push bikes with our laptops, which we still had there, by the way, and cruise home before our flight tomorrow morning back to Australia.
No, we're flying to San Francisco.
That's right, we're flying to San Francisco. And Nick's like, fuck, baby, yeah, fair enough. As we're leaving, Mr. Argentina fully tries to hook up with me and I had to like fully go, oh, hell no, I'll chat to you for a little bit, brother, but I'm not kissing you, like it no chance.
It was like we kind of had these like
pseudo boyfriends,
but then also was like, fuck that.
Let's preface this by saying like we have been out a million times in the course of our relationship with our boyfriends and never like once like towed the line. Like this wasn't us, like this was just one weird night and even then we still didn't kiss anyone, like let's be honest.
But it was fucking funny.
It was like, weird though, the vibes were weird.
We were like, what happened to us that night? It's like we got like weird traveler energy.
It's like we were under a Tulum spell.
We were like, it was the charcoal doll. Yeah. The charcoal that afternoon.
It's the charcoal for me.
It was the charcoal for me. We got a little bit silly.
And anyway, then we dried our pushies home, like ages, because we were staying way away from the
And the streets bar. At nighttime is so dark. And I remember like going over a speed bump and literally like my laptop just falls out of my basket on the bitumen. I think I even rode over it. We were just like, that's how drunk we were.
Literally.
But anyway, we got back. We're like, well, that was a weird night. Got to bed. And then we wake up in the morning and we're like, fuck, we're so hungover. And we're like, oh my God. We have to go back to Cancun and get on this flight. And I woke up and I just go to Lucy.
This is the real stinger. This is the best line.
And I just go, fuck, babe. Three words. Bamboozle. And we just lost it.
We just lost it. And then I found out, I figured out the name of the guy. I was like, fuck, what was the guy's name last night that kept hanging around, the Argentinian? Looked in my Instagram DMs. Sure enough, there was one from him in there. Guess what his fucking name was, and I'm not even kidding, Nacho. Like, I mean, you're kidding. Anyway, that was our wild.
It was like wild flirty night.
Wild flirty night.
Wild flirty night with me, with all the burners.
With all the burners. And Nikki's guy had a feather in his hat. Like,
little feather in his hat. I believe he actually made hats. Like, he had a felt hat brand or something.
Safe to say.
Very Xavier Rudd of him. Xavier Rudd meets Burning Man.
I wonder if Mr. Bamboozle's still getting around.
I'm actually about to Google Bamboozle.
Another time we were in Tulum, we ended up getting propositioned. Well, sorry, I shouldn't say we. The girl we were with ended up fully getting like propositioned, almost kind of like
cut
murder
out her.
Kidneys. Yeah. And like this old Mexican couple tried to pretty much kidnap one of the girls we were with in Tulum. She was a very small girl. Thank God we were there to look after her, but like very scary.
I know.
So let's take a moment to talk about the sponsor of today's episode, which is the What's Doing app.
That just makes me think stewing.
Stewing queens.
Stewing queens.
So I mentioned a few episodes ago that I wanted to share any cool app recommendations. Love an app reco. And I've got one for you guys today, actually, guys. It is called the What's Doing app.
Okay, so basically this little gem shows you where all the best bars are in Gold Coast and Brisbane. And honestly, guys, so often you guys are DMing us, you're putting in the Facebook group, where's good to go for a drink, where's good to go for dinner, blah, blah, blah. So now you can view different food and drink specials and events like live music and comedy nights, things that are being promoted on that day and throughout the week.
Yeah, so you can be even more specific and scroll through different categories and view cocktail bars, whiskey bars, places with craft beer, live music or DJs. Honestly, there's so many cool features and it's so helpful. You guys are always wanting to know suggestions and recommendations. This is like a one-stop shop. So lots of images as well, which help as well. You can even select a bar and view the food and drinks menu and book through the app.
I love that. I'm so visual. That would definitely get me over the line. But yeah, so you guys are always asking. So now you know where to go. The app is amazing. And it also has an Uber tab where you can tap and get an Uber to come pick you up and take you straight to your destination. Takes all the hard work away.
I love that.
That's a one-stop shop, baby.
Thought of it all. So, Queens, we highly recommend this app. And the best part, it's free to download from the App Store and Google Play. And it has no annoying ads or pop-ups. The name in the App Store is simply What's Doing App. So don't you forget it.
Get on it.
Get on it. Anyway, let's tell this next story. When I was young, I used to be obsessed with dancing. I danced every single arvo and all weekend. Any chance I got, I was at the dance studio. Feels girl, same, can relate. I just recently changed dance studios and it was my first end of year concert at this specific studio. At the end of the concert, they announced the big awards in front of the crowd. They announced the junior award, which was my age group. They then went on to announce the senior award, which they called out to be Emma Pearson. My name is Emma Pearson. So here I was thinking, is that me? My friends next to me are screaming for me and yell out at me to get up and that the award was for me. So in front of about 400 people, I run over to the dance teacher who announced the award and give her the biggest hug. I started crying in happiness and was saying thank you. She then questioned, is your name Emma Pearson? Meanwhile, another dancer gets up to get her bloody award. So I legit get dragged off stage in complete embarrassment because I literally tried to accept an award that wasn't for me. I was embarrassed for years on end And even more so because the videographer didn't think to cut out this embarrassing moment in my life, but instead decided to keep it in our dance concert video that all of the families get. I never went back to that dance studio ever again.
Fuck. Two words, shame job. But another piece
Bamboozle, shame job.
But honestly, babe, I hate that you never went back. That should be something you should be able to laugh on.
I'd almost like the next year just find it so funny.
Man. Like, I hate that for you, but like, yeah, you can't help that. Emma Pearson, idiots.
Yeah, that's awful.
Emma P and Emma Pearson, you know?
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you have those stories or you hear those stories that are just so embarrassing that you can never get, you know, like, you know, everyone's got the girl that pissed their pants in school.
Oh, yeah.
There's always that story. Like, and all you've got to do is someone told me this once and I was like, fucking, I need to use that. It's like, if you're a bit crazy, guilty, but you just go around saying to people, yeah, I am crazy, no one can like make you feel embarrassed about it.
No. Half the time embarrassment comes from within. Do you know what I mean? Like half the time it's your own. Like I weirdly get hit in the head with like balls at the beach all the time.
Oh my God. Remember that video of me
sconed on cam doing selfie stories.
Sconed. Bring it back.
It's gone, baby.
Oh my God, I actually rewatched that video not too long ago. God damn, my lips were thin. I don't even care about the ball hitting my head. I'm like, wow, I pumped some filler into these little droopy things.
They've come a long way, Dove.
I'm actually going to say I went too far on the filler this time. That's me done for filler for
a while.
Well,
you can see how girls end up doing that because if you do it gradually, it doesn't really notice. Like you don't notice and then you look at it before and after and you go, well, geez, Louise, Kylie Jenner, you've changed.
No, well, the before and afters, I'm like, I've actually got a photo that I put on my close friends once. Of my before and after lip transformation. And I'm like, holy fuck, am I boshed?
Wait a minute.
But anyway, you get sconed at the beach a lot. I've never seen you get sconed.
Yeah. Well, we don't go to the beach that often though. But I do all the time.
Well, sorry, Miss doesn't invite me to the beach.
I literally invited you for a swim on Sunday. You said, oh, to be honest, I'm a bit tired. Fuck, you should see us in Mykonos. Luz, come outside. Come seaside with me. Oh, I'm just going to sit in here and watch YouTube. Oh, okay, fuck me dead. Get this girl outdoors.
Why did I get so addicted to YouTube that trip?
I don't know. It was so weird. I was like, okay.
That is so unlike me, guys, just so you know. We love nature and we always, like, when we're traveling,
yeah,
I try and embrace as much of it. But when I'm hungover, good luck getting me to do anything.
Anything. She loves her comforts, her calming blanket with a bit of telly.
We've just been having a little
I'll actually tell you guys a cute story about an embarrassing story, but it wasn't embarrassing because it actually ended up being like a really nice story. And my dad actually told this story at my sister and her husband, now husband's wedding.
Oh, so God.
My sister is deaf and we all used to do swimming. And
oh, I love this story.
Yeah, it's so cute. So like we were at a swimming carnival one time and there was a race happening and my sister false started, but obviously because she can't wear her hearing aids when she's swimming, she didn't hear the second gun and she's just going hell for leather, swimming. And her now husband, Andy, was just like a 14-year-old boy. Like they were like kids in school. And he saw that she kept swimming and knew that she was like hearing impaired. And he dived in from outside the pool and went and tapped her on the shoulder and said, hey, there was a false start. Like, you need to go back up. And she was like, oh, and got out. And no one else knew that she was like hearing impaired, but he did. And they weren't even at the same school, but like his dad and my dad used to be friends.
Isn't that gorgeous? That's like romance. That's like true love.
And when they were in year 12, she fainted because, you know, we all got a bit of fainting in us. And he actually carried her all the way back to the school office. And
were they dating then?
Nah. Both times they were never dating. Isn't that gorgeous? It's like he always just like had his eye on her.
I love that.
I know. So sweet.
That is so sweet.
But yeah, like she was embarrassed, but it's like, you know, look at that beautiful story that came out of it, doll.
I know. And you know what? Speaking from someone who does embarrassing shit all the time, not literally embarrassing shit, but just embarrassing stuff.
Thank you for clarifying. I was a bit confused.
Just like embarrassing stuff all the time. Like I embarrass myself so much.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I always feel
embarrassed.
I feel like you make a lot of people feel embarrassed. Like, oh, shame job, yeah. Oh, yuck, what's that? Or you've got something funny on your face. And I'm like, oh, my God. When I first met you, I actually used to get, like, embarrassed often. Only because you just point things out.
Like what?
Like, Oh. Like, oh, nice foils. Like,
tell that story. Have we told that on the podcast?
Oh, that's like, no, there was another time when you had that girl and she was from Cairns and me and Luce ran into her. We're on a Red Bull shift and Luce goes, oh, hey. And
she's oh, like, hey. I know this one.
She's like, how are you? And Luce goes, oh, good, babe. And she's like, oh, yeah, long time no see, whatever. And then Lucy goes, oh, geez, oh, you're so skinny.
Compliment, thank you.
No, but like the way you said it, I was, and I'm just like observing. And then she goes, oh, you've got braces, oh, cute. And anyway, it was like an all a pleasant interaction, but like everything she was saying, I was like, this does not seem like it's from a place of genuine, like it was like backhanded compliments, let's be real.
And then
as soon
what happened?
As we walked away, I go, do you like that girl? Or why? I was like, it was pretty fucking obvious that you didn't.
And why didn't I like her?
Because she was hitting up Maddie McCoy.
Yes. Ooh. Exactly.
But fuck, it was funny.
Nikki just goes straight away. So, what's your beef with that poor girl who just copped about 50 insults?
But like, hot, like hidden insults. It was, yeah.
But if someone said to me, oh, you look so skinny, I would be like, cha-ching. Thank you very much. So, anyway.
It was the skinny. It was the tone
skinny
for me.
All right, let's go into Punter's wildest story.
Do you want me to read
three.
The next one? When I was fresh 18 after finishing school in 2014, I travelled to Berlin with my mum for a holiday. We were staying a few nights in this super trendy hotel in the city. When we got there, we noticed a lot of beautiful people and put two and two together. It was fashion week and the hotel was hosting a lot of the models. Naturally, I jumped on Tinder. Tinder had just popped off in Oz. When a lot of attractive young people were using it as well. So I got on and I matched with a few hotties. I didn't have the balls to meet up with anyone. Yeah, no, go, especially on a holiday with mum, how good. I didn't have the balls to meet up with anyone and it would have been awkward leaving my mum to go for a route, lol. However, ooh. I ended up adding a guy on Snapshot, or is that Snapchat? Potato, potato. And we talked for about 6 months, sending the occasional provocative snap, all in good fun. 2 years later, I went back to Europe with my close guy friend and he really wanted to go to Berlin. We're only there for 2 nights, but I ended up messaging old Tinder mate to see if he wanted to meet. Yet again, it was fashion week and he was working again. He said he could get one extra ticket to an exclusive after party if I wanted to go with him. I was hell nervous because I don't speak the language and I'd only been travelling with my mate for a few days. Thankfully, Tinder boy ended up getting a second ticket for my friend too. We got to this club and it looked sketch from the outside, as most clubs in Berlin do, feels. But so Tinder boy met us outside, gave us the tickets and we went in. This club was insane. There was a huge swimming pool, so many models everywhere, a doof rave cave in the warehouse section and an unlimited bar tab. Tinder boy's friends were so nice and made me and my guy friend both feel so welcome.
Wow, this is really pleasant.
It was good vibes all around and one of my best party experiences I've ever had thus far. The next morning, I was leaving Tinder Boy's apartment and noticed on my maps that I was halfway across the city from my hostel. I had no data roaming, so I thought I'd try the metro and ask people for directions. Since back home, I see people do this all the time. At one point, I had to change platform, so I asked this young, normal-looking guy for instructions, and he said that he was going the same way so he could help. We were chatting casually, and as we changed platforms, we went our separate ways. He asked me, "Can I buy your panties from you?" And I was like, "What?" I laughed because I thought he was joking. Then he was like, "No, seriously, can I please buy them for 50 euro? In the short few seconds until my train pulled up, not going to lie, I had to think about it. That 50 euro could have covered the taxi home. I was wearing an American Apparel tennis skirt. We all know the one. So there was not a chance I was going to free ball on that. So I politely declined and got myself safely back to my hostel. That was my third night in Europe. So the start of a big 4 weeks.
Wow. I would not know how to respond to that. Like, actually, I would probably punch him in the face.
Literally. Wow. That's weird. But, yeah, good choice.
Yeah.
But also 50 euros.
Someone you're never going to see again. I mean, maybe, but seriously.
It's so unusual that people have those fetishes, hey?
The panty fetish.
Like, just
anyone
anything,
out there
like,
with the panty fetish, please do come forth and we will interview you on this podcast.
I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about fetishes. And they compared it to like a dog salivating or something. And there was this fetish where they had put up two pictures, and these were like in a room full of like a focus group with guys that had foot fetishes. And one was a chick wearing high heels and one was like a yummy meal, and they salivated over the shoes and the feet.
What the hell?
Yeah. So like proper.
Have you got any fetishes?
Like I love sucking toes and shit. No, I'm joking.
No. Like have you got any like weird sexual things that you could share on the podcast?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty stock standard as well.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to disappoint anyone at home, but no. Anyway, okay. Let's go on to the next one. I'll do this one. Wildest punter story number 4. I was casually sleeping with 2 guys. Let's call the first one Andrew. Hate that name, by the way. Now, I had Andrew over one night for some casual sex after matching on Tinder a couple of weeks back.
Go off.
Go off, sis. He came over and we chatted and got along really well. When we ended up having sex, this guy had the largest penis I'd ever seen, like comically large. I love when you say comically.
Literally.
It was like a scene in Sex in the City where Samantha meets a guy with a gigantic penis and then she has to stop seeing him, which funnily enough, watched that episode literally just the other day.
Super recently.
This guy is coaching me through telling me to breathe. It's the whole thing. Not that it's important to the story, but a fun part to mention. Of course, I reported this back to the girls and we had a big laugh. I planned on sleeping with him again. I mean, maybe after mentally preparing myself first. So on to the second guy. Let's call him Steve. I went over to Steve's place a few times to have sex with him. Fucking go off, sis, is what I'm going to say about this guy. He lived alone in a lovely apartment and it was just my type to a T. Once again, not important to the story, but this guy made me squirt. Holy
Jeez
shit.
Louise. Go
One
on, Steve.
One bored night, I decided to check to see if these guys had any recent follows of girls on Instagram out of curiosity. To my surprise, and for some reason, they'd recently followed each other recently. Keep in mind, both these guys have barely any mutuals with me. I, of course, messaged the girls and we had a laugh about it, but disregarded pretty quickly. One night at Steve's house, after sleeping together, he asked me, "Hey, by the way, how do you know Andrew?" I told him it was just a guy I'd been sleeping with casually. He began to get very awkward and told me that he had been getting very serious with a girl who he wasn't exclusive with just yet. He then informs me the reason why he asked is because this girl is Andrew's sister.
Oh, no.
And the only reason they'd recently followed each other recently was because he had just met the family. So this poor girl, not only am I sleeping with her brother, but I'm also sleeping with her almost boyfriend.
Mic drop.
Wait, I've got to say, everything aside from that story, kudos to all parties involved for the openness in conversation about casually.
Yeah, very open.
Yeah.
Like if someone was like, "Who's Andrew?" and I've been sleeping with him, I'd be like, "Oh, my God, have I upset them? Am I meant to be exclusive with you?" Like,
or like I don't think it would matter how casual a sleeping experience was. I don't think I'd go in and tell someone I was sleeping with that I was sleeping with someone else to the point where I would say their name. Maybe I would say we're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
But I would never be like, because I'm sleeping with Andrew and Scott and Dylan and Andrew.
And I hope that's cool with you because.
Yeah.
But good on them. They all seem very mature.
Love that.
I wonder if he had to say anything to his sister.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a part 2 to that story. If the girl who he sent that in to us ever found out, please do tell
Holler
us.
Holler at us. What's next?
All right. We've got time for one more. Earlier this year, there was a group of us girls having drinks at my place. I live with one other girl. You know how it goes. The standard Saturday arvo drinks. The night was getting late and dying down. Everyone left and my roommate went to bed. Besides one of my friends, she wanted to stay on and kick on as per usual. So that's what we did. My best friend and I were dancing around in my room, still drinking and carrying on, and we all know how a girl loves to put on a show, and then one thing led to another and we got chatting and one of them suggested a threesome, so we thought, why not?
The three girls? Are we talking?
Oh, no. They haven't found said third party yet.
Gotcha.
There's only 2 girls at the moment.
Yeah.
So we rang a guy I had previously brushed off in the past because he was just too keen and kind of creepy, but we knew he'd be down and at our beck and call because hashtag desperado, lol.
Go off, sisters.
Anyway, we call him to come over to have a threesome. At first he thought we were joking. We were blind and he was dead sober. My friend started wigging out a little with pre-threesome nerves, so we drowned my roomie's Bacardi to give us a little bit more liquid courage. We then jumped in the shower, shaved our legs, put on makeup and what we thought was a sexy outfit. I'm laughing at writing this because we couldn't see, so God knows what the makeup looked like.
There's no other way to have a threesome though, really, is there, with your bestie?
We really set the mood in my room, you know, with those sexy vibes. We got the salt lamp, candles and music. He rocks up and it was on. We'd made a pact earlier not to touch each other's vagines. So the show begins. At one stage during our three-way, I literally fell off the bed because I was that blind and knocked over my lamp, but quickly got back on the bed and continued. We thought he was so hot. This tall, ripped, long-haired boy here to fuck us both. Froth. Long story short, my roommate is sleeping in the room next door. We're having a threesome with who we think is a lord. Time passes and we politely ask him to leave, which he does. Reminiscing on the night left me kind of keen in the days following, so I thought I'd get him over for a solo round. He walks in and, oh, my God. He has this greasy hair in a side bun, is wearing weirdly low-cut jeans and an Ice Cube shirt. And no offense to any dad bods out there, but he was so chunky, I literally died. Who we had seen a couple of nights before was not the same guy standing in front of me. I called my friend to tell her we'd clearly had our beer goggles on and could not see
straight. Were they bamboozles, hun?
Probably. And described what he actually looked like sober, and we were in hysterics and still laugh about it to this day. Anyway, girls, lessons learned. Don't drunk threesome, and if you do, don't ever see the guy again. Oh, wow. That's hilarious.
Wait, do you get beer goggles? Fun, like, story, like, thing to talk about. When I get more drunk, other than the night with Crazy Nacho in Mexico, I don't really look at people and go, ooh, sexy. I go,
oh, well, let's just say, for example, at the party in Byron on the weekend, I thought that was full of hot dudes and you didn't see one. So starting to think maybe I'll wear beer goggles.
Nikki goes, there were so many hot guys at the party. I was like, wow, I was way too consumed by the bangers. Like I was literally strictly there for bangers. It's so funny.
Oh, I was also consumed by bangers, but, you know, I was looking around like, fuck, man.
It's so funny that the different things that people go in, and it's all about your mindset, right?
Yeah.
But like everyone goes into a drunk night with something like a different, like I feel like it's either like you're one of those guys that only has a good night if they go home with a girl.
Or, I actually hate people like that.
Oh, we know a few boys like that.
And girls. Like boys are like when you're just on that thirst trap, it's like fucking honestly, have a big glass of milk.
Yeah. Well, I'm just more on the party train, to be honest.
That's what I mean. It's like, you know, and I feel like sometimes when there's people that's all they look for. It never comes their way because it's so.
Oh, I feel like a lot of the time it comes their way. A lot more than, say, like, for example, myself. It's never come my way.
You'd be surprised, girl. You'd be surprised.
Except for Nacho. T.Y. Lord.
Nacho Libre. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for trying to kiss me that one time. I'll forever be
Hold
grateful.
On to it.
Well, that's all we've got time for in the way of these wild stories. But thank you so much, guys. Stay tuned and have a beautiful week.
Ciao for now.
This podcast is part of the Spin Studio Network. To stay up to date with us, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram @we_the_wild_ones. Cheers, babes.